Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Looking closely at that issue.
Do you think Putin is testing you?
No.
You don't usually test someone if you know they're going to fail. You know, you put it off. You give them a little more time to prepare. Yeah, Joe Biden had very little to say about the hacking, but I believe he did announce that Kamala Harris is going on a vaccine tour with Dr. Jilly Biden.
Yes, that's after Dr. Jilly's 70th birthday celebration on a Delaware beach.
And keep in mind, this is after Biden has named VP Harris to lead efforts on protecting voting rights. She's also the border czar. She's got so much to do and so little interest in doing any of it. Actually, Tom Shattuck had a great piece today on his Substack. Kamala Harris has reimagined the border crisis. And he just talks about how she has no interest in getting involved with this because, and here's why. He says her expertise is in being a political candidate, not a project manager or leader of men. She has no idea what to do, and her political danger sense tells her that if she's associated with the chaos at the border, Republicans will use it against her in 2024. If it doesn't involve the border, what is actually involved in stemming the movement of so many folks, you might ask? Well, last week, the White House announced that Harris was launching a call to action for the U.S. government, as well as American and international businesses, to make significant commitments of our resources to economic development in Central America. According to the press release, this will send a signal of hope to the region and sustainably address the root cause of migration. This is perfect for Kamala because it allows her to skip getting bogged down in operational minutiae while spending our money. Issuing celebratory press releases and going to ribbon cuttings. Who cares if they're in the Northern Triangle instead of the Rust Belt? That sucks if you're a kid in a cage, but Kamala didn't get involved in this racket to play Peace Corps. She was brought on because she solved some problems for the Biden presidential ticket. And he goes on to talk more about this. He says, may the tired, poor, huddled masses at the border be damned. The Kamala Harris project is underway. I agree with him that she sees the border going there as damaging politically, but I don't think it helps that now she has this title of being in charge of the border and she's not going there.
I eat no for breakfast.
Let me tell you, the Republicans, we're Caesars, we're pouncers. They're going to pounce on this. They're going to weaponize the fact that she hasn't gone anywhere near the border. And by the way, speaking of Kamala Harris, another great piece that I want to highlight here is from Brad Palumbo. He wrote this and he was talking about Kamala, and I don't even know, I hate when people merge words, but I guess it's Kamalanomics. It's, you know, instead of economics, it's Kamalanomics. And he talks about her latest interview with, I believe it was a Forbes magazine. She was on the cover of it. And she says our economy is broken. Here are some of the things Kamala Harris thinks is wrong. She says the pandemic has exposed the flaws and the fissures in our economy. One in three small businesses have closed. Nearly 2 million women have been forced out of the workforce. And millions of families have struggled to buy groceries and cover rent. In this moment, more than repair, we must reimagine. Reimagine means hold on to your wallets, folks. To back up her argument that the economy is in need of a government-driven overhaul, she cites how hard it was during the pandemic for women businesses to go without childcare. Women business owners to go without childcare. I'm going to skip around here. Moreover, the vice president says the pandemic proved our economy was too rigid to adapt to American needs. Today, our nation, I got to learn my Kamala Harris voice, but I don't think now's the time. Today, our nation must reimagine our economy so that every American entrepreneur can launch and grow an enterprise. So the hilarious part about everything she mentions, which Brad breaks down, is that these are all problems that the Democrats, or at least big government on either side, have caused. He says Harris has identified real problems, but the glaring flaw plaguing her vision for our post-pandemic economic recovery is that she misdiagnoses the origins of all these problems. In other words, the root causes of all these problems. What Harris sees as market failures requiring government overhaul and unprecedented federal spending are actually problems created by overzealous government involvement in the first place. For example, it wasn't the free market that forced one in three small businesses to close or millions of women out of the workforce. It was government lockdown orders that literally made it illegal for business owners to open their doors. Even the private sector ones, by the way. I know that Jen Psaki's, you know, she's washing her hands of the private sector. You guys got to take care of your own cybersecurity. You get hacked, you get hacked. But even the private sector, the government got very much involved. And I just want to add in here that it reminds me of, you know, if you brought someone into your house and they took a baseball bat to your television and then they looked at you and said, I'm going to make you a deal. I'm going to fix your TV. I'm going to fix your TV. It's only going to cost you $500. How's that? And the TV's going to look beautiful. And you're going, the TV was working just fine until you hit it with the bat, bro. Maybe just don't come over anymore. That's our government. They're here. If it ain't broke, they're going to break it, and then they're going to pretend to fix it. It was the government, not the virus, that was the primary cause of widespread unemployment and small business closures. Of course, Harris isn't wrong to identify the serious challenges faced by working mothers lacking childcare during the pandemic. But it's as if the vice president has failed to consider why so many are struggling and simply assume the solution to the problem is taxpayer-financed childcare for all. In reality, it was government mandates forcibly closing schools despite ample scientific evidence they were not COVID hotspots and children were at little risk that left American families in such dire childcare situations. The vice president's complaints about businesses struggling to adapt are equally frustrating. Why was it so hard for restaurants to adapt to outdoor dining and different types of retail? More often than not, because useless local government regulations made it illegal to do so without going through complicated and expensive permit processes. Time and time again, Harris's evidence that we need bigger government is pointing to the problems created by big government. If we really want to come out of this pandemic stronger than before, we must admit the root cause of our problems and recognize that decentralized decision-making of free people will always serve us better than the clumsy diktats of detached, self-interested government bureaucrats. That's Brad Palumbo. That's another great, there's a lot of great stuff out there today. I will tweet that out as well. And then just to, in honor of Jen Psaki's lovely comments today, just to circle back to the Dr. Fauci of it all, Howie just pointed me in the direction of this email. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who has repeatedly denied being involved in any gain-of-function research, sent panicked emails to staffers at the NIH, or at the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases, so the NIAID, early on during the pandemic. Emails obtained through the FOIA have revealed the critical moments in the early days of the pandemic when Dr. Fauci was demanding information related to the gain-of-function experiments from underlings. Dated February 1st, one panicked email to Deputy Director Hugh Auchincloss stated, Hugh, I think I can use my Dr. Fauci voice for this one because it's, you know, it's a little bit more animated than just please handle. Hugh, it is essential that we speak this AM. Keep your cell phone on. I have a conference call at 7:45 AM with Azar. It likely will be over by 8:45. Read this paper as well as the email that I will forward you now. You have tasks today that must be done. Thanks, Tony. It's a little bit more forceful than please handle. We're gonna keep seeing so many of these, and it just never fails to amaze. We will be back with more. We'll take your calls, 844-500-4242. Still have a lot of sound to get through before producer's pick, so I'll try to get to all of that. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you're going to want to open those doors and windows. There's nothing better than when summertime is coming, and you know you can walk outside and enjoy the fresh air. But not to be glass half empty here. With fresh air does come pollen.
Yes, and if you have seasonal allergies, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm is a must. Because when you get back inside, you just plug it in, you turn it on, and then almost immediately it starts ionizing the air around you, which creates super oxygen, which is a really high-tech way of saying you are breathing clean air because it gets rid of pollen, it gets rid of allergens, pollutants, viruses, anything nasty in the air that you don't want to be breathing, you will not be breathing. With an Eden Pure Thunderstorm.
The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand like I'm doing now and plug into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part is it's under $100. Right now you can use code word GRACE and you'll save an additional $10 off the sale price and get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put in code word GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word GRACE. All right, when we get back, we're going to do the poll question, and I have a really awesome piece here from Jason, I believe it's Jason L. Riley. He's breaking down the soft bigotry of low expectations, and that is exactly what Joe Biden is all about. He thinks he's being woke, and really he's just being a bigot. We'll be back on the other side. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Tens of millions of Americans have been vaccinated. They're able to return to closer to normal life. Fully vaccinated people are safely shredding their masks.
Shredding? Maybe Howie Carr, because we got the big shredder here. You know what? We should shred our masks in the shredder. I just don't know if it would mess up the gears. Did he say anything about 4th of July?
He did not say that about the 4th of July, but he did say back on May 4, I asked. So,
the 4th of July, he's got this big obsession with our barbecues. And all I can think of is that Jennifer Coolidge quote from Legally Blonde. Makes me want a hot dog real bad. He's just obsessed with whether or not we're going to be able to cook out with our families.
And you look like the 4th of July. I want a hot dog real bad.
Real bad. I hate to break this to him, but I think people have been barbecuing for, I don't know, a little bit over a year now.
Barbecued last week.
Yeah, I barbecued last year on the 4th of July. A lot of people are not buying into this and haven't been for quite some time. Steven, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Steven.
Yes, I'd like to comment on Kamala Harris stating that there's 2 million women out of work. How come she doesn't comment on how many men are out of work or all the varieties in between? Is that discrimination?
Well, this is the new thing with the left. You know, it's all about identity politics. And actually, I'm really glad you brought that up, Stephen, because you worked in a really good reason here for me to play this next cut. There's this obsession with not just genders, like Stephen just said, but with also with race. And there's this critical race theory. It's taking over schools. It's a really big issue. I'm trying to highlight it more because I always talk about how when issues don't affect you directly, like I don't have any kids right now, it's easy to say, well, it's not my problem. But the fact is we should care. These people are going to be our doctors and our lawyers and our accountants someday. And they're being taught that people are either the oppressed or the oppressor. And that you should judge people based off of their white guilt or their race. And it's wrong. And I saw this amazing video today on Twitter, and it just made me so happy. It was a black father with his daughter, and he was explaining how she is not going to be taught critical race theory. Let's play this. Cut 19.
Daddy teaches you can be anything in this world that you want to be, right? Don't daddy teach you that?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white or any color.
Doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown, yellow, right?
Black.
And how we treat people is based on who they are and not what color
they
are.
And if they're nice and smart.
See, this is how children think right here. Critical race theory wants to end that. Not with my children. It's not going to happen. My baby's going to know that no matter what she wants to be in life, all she has to do is work hard, and she can become that.
Work hard even though you don't know anyone. You can make friends.
Yeah, you can make friends no matter what color they are. So we need to stop CRT, period, point blank. Children do not see skin color, man. They love everybody. If they're good people, they love them.
We pray for people that are hurt.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, when the best part about kids, or one of the best parts, is that they're so innocent, you know? They don't have all of this bitterness that comes with getting older. You know, we all try to be as, you know, we're bitter clingers, Jared, but there are people out there who try to be less bitter. But when you're a kid, the world is your oyster, you know? Everyone's your friend. And, you know, through life, you meet people, you get to know them, you go, ah, that person's not my cup of tea. They're a little bit negative, or they're a little bit this and that. But to take kids at such a young age and drill into their heads that you have more things that differ with people than you do things in common is really dangerous. Because the truth is that humanity is all about, we have so much in common. Charles Barkley said it really well. He said, I think there's really good Republicans. I think there are really good Democrats. I think there are really good people on both sides. But the media wants all of us to hate each other. And I'm glad parents are getting sick of that. It actually does bring me to my poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by CapeLily.com. 100% natural soaps, perfect for sensitive skin, handcrafted in small batches with Cape Cod sea salt. Buy local and save your skin with these moisturizing, chemical-free soaps. Love your soap, love your skin. Go to CapeLily.com. That's Cape Lily with two L's, CapeLily.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which of these Joe Biden statements is the most bigoted? Poor kids are just as smart as white kids. Blacks and Latinos don't know how to use the internet. You ain't black. Black entrepreneurs don't have lawyers or accountants. Or unlike the black community, the Latino community is diverse.
I'm going to say the internet one. Oh, did I switch it up? No, I'm going to say the Latino community is more diverse.
There's so many black and Latino comparisons he's made that it's tough to keep track.
Yes.
Unlike the black community, the Latino community is diverse, polling at 18%, fourth place in the lead. Poor kids are just as smart as white kids at 33%.
All right. And there's a piece, I believe it's the Wall Street Journal. It's by Jason L. Riley. And I want to read you a couple quotes from this. He's talking about President Biden's remarks in Tulsa, Oklahoma yesterday. He says, yet for progressives and their friends in the media, the events are also an opportunity to push for racial preferences in bigger government. And I'm going to skip around here, but he says the political left is much more interested in black suffering than in black accomplishment. But black history is about more than victimization at the hands of whites. Again, skipping around here. I'll go to the last part. He talks a little bit about President Obama's address, his Selma address. And he says, Mr. Obama invoked high-profile police shootings, unfair sentencing, and voter suppression, giving the impression that little had changed in the past 50 years, his own election and re-election notwithstanding. Liberals focus on this history of black suffering rather than success because it helps Democrats get elected and activists raise money. What's less clear is how any of this helps the black underclass improve its situation. I thought this is an awesome piece, and he really does hit on why what Joe Biden said at that speech yesterday, it doesn't help anyone, and he knows it. We will be back with producer's picks and more sound cuts. Do not go anywhere. It's Wednesday here at the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
So again, text 438829 to find out what the nearest places you can get vaccinated are from where you, from your zip code.
No, 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 no. The saboteur is at it again. Okay, if you guys are just joining the Grace Curley Show, if this is like your first weekend, first of all, you've missed so much. You can check out the podcast at gracecurlyshow.com. But second of all, you should be abreast of a theory I have, which is there's a saboteur in this Biden administration because someone is putting in words that no sane human would expect Joe Biden to know how to say or be able to say. First of all, and I always draw back to this, when I heard him say the other day, Galapagos Islands, he said like Galapagos Islands or something. And he was rattling off all of these crazy big words. He's talking about like energy and climate at a commencement speech. I don't understand why that even had to be brought into it. But I always say whoever the saboteur is who's trying to take Biden's speeches down from the inside is the same person who, when he first started running, told him, go out to the debate stage tonight and mention the text line. Because you have to be insane to know Joe Biden, to maybe share a chocolate chip cookie or a glass of orange Gatorade with this guy and say, he's going to nail the text line. And so if the 303-0000 didn't tip you off, now, how many months later are we, Jared? We're at least like, what, 8 months since then? They're sending him out with a new text number? And it's even more complicated than the other one? I got to hear that again.
So again, text 438829 to find out what the nearest places you can get vaccinated are from where you, from your zip code.
Should we play a couple of these sound cuts from yesterday? Yeah, we probably should. Okay.
Oh, no, this is today. This is fresh sound.
Oh, this is fresh?
This is fresh sound, yes. He was speaking today about the COVID response.
Oh, my VIPs that just walked in. How lucky are you? All right, let's play some of this fresh sound.
We work with cities and states to create over 80,000 vaccine sites.
Vaccine sites.
Vaccine sites.
Go get your vaccine, kids.
Can you go to vaccine.gov for those sites?
Vaccine to the left. Vaccine to the right.
Vaccine sites. He's always like swallowing his words, kind of. All right, go ahead. Next one.
Driving stronger growth, not just this year, but in years to come.
All righty. Okay, next.
Starting today, KinderCare, Learning Care Group, the Bright Horizons, alongside with hundreds of YMCA locations.
I'm telling you guys, I'm on to something here, and I don't say that often. 90% of the time I say I'm not on to anything, but I'm on to something here. Because there was a story, I believe it was in the Washington Post a few weeks ago, that specifically said, well, if you like swam through all the BS that was in the story, they tried to say that Biden was Socratic and that he was, you know, really obsessed with detail and he carried a lot of, you know, thick leather-bound books everywhere he went. If you got through that, there was one nugget of truth. It said he hates acronyms. He hates them. And I fully believe that because I was like, every time he has to read an acronym, he messes it up. Can I hear that again, please? The saboteur is at work.
Starting today, KinderCare, Learning Care Group, the Bright Horizons, alongside with hundreds of YMCA locations.
You know what else makes me think this is someone like a mole? Is what do you think of when you think of YMCA?
Yep.
Yep. You think of Donald Trump. You think of Donald Trump and the Village People.
Hey, why is there orange skin toner all over this teleprompter?
Is Trump the saboteur? Oh, my saying, gosh.
He always comes up in the memes dancing behind him from like the secret wall in the White House. You never know.
Move over, Tom Cotton. I'm the fringe girl now. I'm the conspiracy theorist here. All right, do we have more? All right, one more.
The state of Ohio had a heck of a fun reward, a new millionaire last week, thanks to the creative idea of the governor for holding a vaccine lottery. The state of Ohio had a...
The state of high.
Yeah, can I hear that whole thing again?
The state of Ohio had a heck of a fun reward, a new millionaire last week.
Heck of a fun reward.
Thanks to the creative idea of the governor for holding a vaccine lottery.
Why does it sound like the sentence makes sense, but the words are going into the wrong spots, you know?
It's kind of like one of those puzzle pieces. Like, you can see the picture, but you got to move the pieces around.
Yeah.
Sentences are the same way. All right. Okay. No joke. Here are the words. Go.
Yeah. He's just pulling them
Make
out of
sentence.
Thin air. Yikes. And Jared, there were some from yesterday, too. But I don't think we have to make people suffer anymore. Although I is this one from yesterday? Oh, no. This is definitely an old one. Cut 26. Because I kind of remember this.
I challenge you, find today, when you turn on the stations, sit on one station for 2 hours, and I don't know how many commercials you'll see, lay 8 to 5. 2 to 3 out of 5 have mixed-race couples in them. That's not by accident. They're selling soap, man. Not a joke.
I don't know who needs more help. Joe Biden or the people who are laughing at him. They
have,
you know, Howie had Dr. June Def on yesterday, and he was talking a lot about Stockholm Syndrome. The people laughing at Joe Biden's jokes, there's something up. You need to get help. You need to get help. It's really, really sad.
8 to 5. 2 to 3 out of 5.
And what's up with he's obsessed with the commercials. He
Talkie pictures are amazing to people of his generation.
I know.
The pictures are moving.
And they're in color. You can see.
At Burt Lancaster. Ugh.
He's showing his age in so many ways lately. All right. So, you know what, Jared? I think we've... Oh, and then obviously I do want to play this last one because I talk a lot about Joe Biden's handlers and the people who have to talk to him. And I talk about Kamala's too. Because I've watched Veep, you know, I've watched shows that I know they're just shows, but I've watched The West Wing where people are, you know, something happens, they come off the stage and they say, oh, this is a disaster, whatever. I have to imagine that when Joe Biden gets off these stages, that someone who has a little bit of honesty and isn't afraid to maybe take a bullet for everybody says, Mr. President, you got to stop calling out the young girls in the audience. It's not translating. Whatever you're trying to accomplish, it's getting weird. Let's play cut 43.
I just had to make sure the two girls got ice cream when this is over. Imagine how excited you'd be when you're almost five years old, coming to hear a president speak. My Lord, in my faith, we call that purgatory.
It sounds like a 1950s laugh track, doesn't it? But that one wasn't that weird. The really weird one was the girl who had the clips in her hair. I'm not even going to play that. All right, it's a little late, but better than never. It's time for Producer's Picks.
And now, the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day. Producer's Picks.
All right, Producer's Picks is the time of the show where Jared tells us what's on his mind and what stories have piqued his curiosity. Jared Diglio, take it away.
All right, well, another blow for the Biden administration today. It seems they just keep coming. Federal court halts Biden administration from prioritizing minorities and women for coronavirus relief. In a 2-1 ruling, a 3-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit said that the Small Business Association was violating the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution by giving priority to minority and female-owned restaurants seeking coronavirus relief funds.
I've never understood this. I think it's ridiculous. I say this a lot, but this is not what people fought for during the civil rights movement, was so that you know, it's discrimination either way. And sometimes we have people call up and they say, you know, it's reverse racism to prioritize certain genders or certain races over other ones. And I'm like, no, it's not reverse anything. It just is what it is. It's being prejudiced. It's racist. To exclude anyone based off the color of their skin is racist. It's not just racist if it's against a black person. It's racist if it's against an Asian person or if it's against a white person. I mean, that's just what it is. So yeah, I'm sure that the Biden administration's not happy that they can't play identity politics with the restaurants, but that's the court is right.
And a Trump-appointed judge made that ruling, so... Speaking of the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, we have a statement just released about Joe Biden ending the Remain in Mexico policy that the Biden administration put into place. It's a great statement, but it's a little bit of a long one, so I'm just going to read the end of it here. Our country is being destroyed before our very eyes. The Biden administration's disastrous decision to formally end the Remain in Mexico policy is proof that their objective is to eliminate the U.S. border entirely and flood the country with so many illegal aliens that every community is overwhelmed. Joe Biden is the first American president who doesn't want America to be a nation at all.
Yeah, and a lot of people have pointed this out, including Jessica Vaughn from the Center for Immigration Studies. She said, you know, it's not a matter of stopping this. It's a matter of facilitating it in a faster way. They're not trying to stop the immigration. They're trying to figure out a way to let everybody in. And that's a real problem. And it's one of those problems that I say all the time, just because you don't live in Texas doesn't mean this isn't going to affect you somewhere down the line. You should care. They say a Republican is a Democrat who's been mugged, but what I see lately is we're all getting mugged by these policies and nobody's waking up to it. And everyone's just still, you know, posting their infographics and putting their lawn signs out. It's like, what has to happen for people to wake up?
Danny Ainge has retired as president of basketball operations for the Boston Celtics. Brad Stevens, the current head coach, will move into the front office and the Celtics will be looking for a new head coach. After getting eliminated by the Brooklyn Nets last night.
Ah.
It's NBA news, I know. It's the woke league. LeBron stormed off the court like a baby. Nobody really kind of cares. But Danny Ainge was a great player in the 80s and a good executive, and he has decided to retire. So we'll see if he stays out of the game too long.
I saw a clip. Obviously, I did not watch the games for reasons everyone knows. I do not like basketball that much, and I don't watch sports that much, and I really don't like the NBA. But I did see a clip of LeBron James at like a press conference where he walked off. He had a fancy hat on, and he walked off and said, "Do better tomorrow," or something to the reporters. And I think a good question, Jared, tomorrow might be like an ego bracket. Who's got the biggest ego? And you could put LeBron James, you could put Dr. Fauci. There's a lot more. Maybe Kamala Harris, AOC. We could get some real egomaniacs on there, some real narcissists, and try to figure out who's got the biggest one. LeBron James is up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
He has a very high opinion of himself.
Yes, he does.
What does he call himself? King James?
I don't know that he's ever called himself King James, but that's his name.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, 1 year ago today, retired police captain David Dorn was fatally shot while defending a friend's pawn shop from an attempted burglary during the peaceful mass rioting and looting in St. Louis. 1 year ago today.
That was one of the saddest parts of the RNC, was when his wife was talking about that night and losing her husband. It was so, so sad. And I think one of her kids or one of her grandkids actually was watching the live stream, because they live streamed him dying on the street. And one of her grandkids happened to watch it, not realizing it was his grandfather. Just heartbreaking. And she's really great. We might want to try to get her on the show, Jared. She's a great speaker, and really sad story, but it's very important to highlight that, because once again, the Black Lives Matter movement, they don't practice what they preach, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of interest in what's actually happening with Black Lives Matter, Jared. But if you've been noticing, there's more stories coming out. They're not They're not the group that everybody thought they were.
The grift always gets exposed.
We talk about the grift between the Lincoln Project, and now I think it's called the Franklin Project. I don't know how they're rebranding after the whole John Weaver thing. But the Lincoln Project versus Black Lives Matter, and you know who's sketchier. Black Lives Matter is giving the Lincoln Project a run for their money right now with all these stories coming out. All right, when we get back, we will talk to Howard Lawrence Carr. And I have, you got to hear this to believe it. Oliver Darcy was on CNN and he's lecturing us boomer rubes about fake news and how to spot fake news. Again, he's on CNN telling us about this. It's really stunning stuff. We'll be back on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley. She's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler and for the boys. I've got to keep the troops entertained.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you all for joining us. We had a great show today. Really fun, if I do say so myself. And now it's your favorite part of the day. It's the car crossover. And I don't know how much, Howie, I'm going to be able to get through these cuts, because I know you have a very short fuse when it comes to CNN and experts and anchors. And this one's kind of a doozy. But will you give me a little bit of leeway here?
Go ahead.
This is Oliver Darcy, and he's talking about fake news. Oliver Darcy from CNN talking about fake news. Cut 14.
It's actually a really revealing study that's come out. People are just overconfident in their ability to detect false news. And so researchers asked participants, how well do you think you can identify false news? And 90% of participants, they said that they are above average in identifying false news. But when researchers compared that number to the actual data from the study after they take the survey about their knowledge on current events and compare it to the actual data, people place themselves on average about 22 percentiles higher than they scored on this test.
I was a young man when this started, Grace.
What do you think, though? Do you think CNN should be lecturing people on fake news?
No, there's a very easy way. Find out what station, what channel on your video provider or your cable news or satellite provider, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNBC, it's HBO. Find out what stations those are on, and that's fake news.
And don't watch them.
Don't watch them. Right. That goes without saying, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, it does. All right, Howie. So the Dr. Fauci emails are coming out. This is one of those stories where, you know, people are going to keep searching through them. We'll get more and more updates.
Yeah, look at this. Look what I did. I put these little things
look
so I can.
Look at you, so organized.
Here. I'm ready to go. I got more than I can use.
All right, guys. Howie Carr is coming up next. He's got a lot of great guests, including Alex Marlowe. So don't go anywhere.
And Marty Marcari.
This is the Grace Curley Show, and Howie Carr is coming up right now.